host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rock Dove Publications Quill. During today's program, I'll be sharing from the book Devotions for Bird Hunters, an article written by Dr. Joey Hancock, who lives in Georgia, titled Dead Cow Blues. I'll also be talking about something as strange as a three-generation dog photo. I'm glad you joined us. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Dead Cow Blues, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word is not in us. There they stood, like two little boys who just got caught shoving over the outhouse with Grandpa in it. I will never understand why this happened. Buck, my best English setter, and Jack, Don's best pointer, just stood there while Don and I shook our heads. Now, I don't use bad words, but if someone had written down a bunch of them on a piece of paper, I would have signed it that day. It was a great day for quail hunting in West Tennessee. The temperature was hovering around 40 degrees and the sky was covered with gray clouds. Already that morning, we had found four good coveys and we were crossing over a large cow pasture to work another large, freshly harvested bean field. Buddy and Jack were hunting wide, which is fine with my friend Don. He is the only quail hunter I know that uses a helicopter and licenses in four states all in the same hunt. The dogs had gone over a ridge in the pasture to the pond below, we thought. As we topped the hill, we saw them about 50 yards away, rolling over and over, having the time of their life. The only problem was that they were rolling in the carcass of a dead cow. When we got to them, they just stood up so innocently. We could smell them from 20 feet away. Glory, what were they thinking? I know dogs greet each other in a different manner than we do, but rolling in a dead cow? Buck looked up and again began to howl. I think that he was singing the dead cow blues. Somehow we got them to the pond and tossed them in. As soon as they hit the bank, back in they would go. No matter how hard we tried to wash it off, the smell stayed. They didn't point any more birds that day. I see folks that act a lot like those two dogs. They just roll around in dead stuff their entire life, doing things that God warns them not to do, acting like God instructs them not to act, and living like folks who love stinky stuff more than God. You know, that stink won't come off either. Your family will smell it, your friends will smell it, and more important, God will smell it. The only hope is God's love in His Son, Jesus, and His blood that will cleanse you from all stinky stuff, sin. He's waiting, and hey, I can smell you from here. Here's the prayer. Lord, keep the stench of sin out of my life. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. That was Dead Cow Blues, written by Dr. Joey Hancock, who lives in Georgia. Joey is an author, a musician, comedian, and appreciate his work. When we come back, we'll be looking at something as strange as a three-generation dog photo.
Devotions for Bird Hunters, edited by Dr. Tom Rako, is a unique collection of devotions that are written by and for bird hunters. Selections include Lessons from a Bird Dog, Dead Cow Blues, When Life Throws You a Load of Buckshot, Crossing Jordan, Turkey Seasons, and much more. Whether one's passion is quail hunting in the south, pheasant hunting in the north, or calling gobblers in the spring, Devotions for Bird Hunters will prove to be an inspiration. Devotions for Bird Hunters contains a collection of 25 devotional entries by 8 different authors. Each devotional entry begins with a suggested Bible reading, tells a true story or experience, and then concludes with a brief prayer. And yet the book itself is small enough to carry in your hunting jacket. To order your copy of Devotions for Bird Hunters, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Be sure and visit rockdove.com today.
A few years ago, I wanted to get a 3-generation photo of our American-bred pointers. I tried to arrange the dogs while they were all pointing a quail. I struggled to get them in a certain order and angle so that all 3 females could be seen. I thought, if only I could explain to one of them what I'm doing and why. The fact is, we humans often fail to understand what God is doing in our lives. Great individuals down through Bible history have struggled with this same problem. Abram, later his name was changed to Abraham, is one of the great heroes of Scripture. God promised to make him into a great nation. There were times when he evidently failed to fully grasp how this would happen. Years passed, and fulfillment of the promise seemed unlikely. His wife was barren, and he grew older. The Lord spoke to him in a vision. Still, he must have figured that there needed to be some sort of natural solution to his inheritance and rationalized that would be his servant Eliezer, Genesis 15, 1-5. Nevertheless, the Lord quickly corrected this false notion, and the Bible records, Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness, Genesis 15:6. Time passed, and Abraham advanced in age, and his barren wife Sarai continued her long journey past the age of childbearing. They attempted to help God out by bringing a servant girl named Hagar into the picture. But once again, this was not part of God's perfect supernatural plan, Genesis 16. Even more years elapsed, and any human hope of God keeping his promise to make of Abraham a great nation virtually evaporated. God reiterated his promise to Abraham, yet once again, the great patriarch tried to whittle down the miraculous by suggesting the son born to the servant girl Hagar would be God's avenue for fulfilling his commitment. We are told, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah, the Lord had changed her name as well, bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Genesis 17, 17-18. Ultimately, God kept his promise, and today the Jewish nation traces their roots back to Abraham and Sarah. Yes, God kept his promise even when just how it was all going to happen seemed too difficult to understand. How about you? Has God given you what may seem like an impossible promise? Our minds fail to adequately comprehend the dealings of God. I wonder if trying to understand God might be like trying to explain algebra to a 2-year-old or a 3-generation photo to a dog. Indeed, God's thoughts are far more profound than ours. The Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah and said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord, Isaiah 55, verse 8. And again, the Lord himself goes on to point out, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, Isaiah 55, 9. Friend, although we may not understand the ways of God, we can still trust him. When we come back, I'll have some closing remarks.
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guard Rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
Well, you know, there are things that we just don't understand. You know, as I tried to take that picture of those three generation of dogs, like I said, if I could have just conveyed to them what I was doing, I'm wondering what was going through their minds as I tried to arrange them and get this certain angle. And here was this quail, and they were bred to point and to hunt. And, you know, we are kind of like those dogs. We don't understand. And God's ways are so much more profound. I think of even Jeremiah the prophet. God had made some incredible promises to him, told him to make a pronouncement. And so he did that. It was a time when Jerusalem was surrounded, and the end was coming upon the city. The Babylonian captivity was going to take place, and Jeremiah was directed to go and buy some land. Well, that's not a good time to buy land. And yet God made this promise that there would come a time when his people would be there again, and they would be buying and they would be selling. And God spoke to Jeremiah, this great prophet of God, and he said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And, you know, maybe that's where you're at right now. I have some things that I've been praying about for many years. And sometimes it seems impossible for those prayers to be answered. And they are humanly impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God asked Sarah, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" God asked Jeremiah, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And God asks you, and he asks me, "Is anything too hard for me?" So, friend, I want to encourage you to cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Keep looking to him. Keep trusting him. God is faithful. God is good. God cares about the things that you care about even more than you do, and he will take care of these things. We can look to him, and we can trust him. Well, thanks so much for joining us here on the Rock Dove Publications Quill. I hope that you'll join us again next time.
Been listening to the Rock Dove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by the Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now, this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rock Dove Publications podcast.